Well, it gives both of us tremendous pleasure to welcome to the studio Dr. Naomi.
It's the second name that's going to be go for it. I want to hear.
Dr. Naomi Shmariahu Tor. She is the director of the Mediation and Community Dialogue Center for the Matei Yehuda Regional Council. Also joining us in studio is Asmat Salameh, who is a mother of four children between the ages of 9 and 16, including twins with cerebral palsy. She has lived in the village of Ain Nakuba all her life. And Rakefe Tuldai, welcome.
Hi.
She's a mother of three. She lives on Moshav Tzalfon. Her mother's family is from Yemen and her father from Poland. Geez, there's an interesting mix. And she grew up in a mixed Israeli family. You must have some interesting recipes.
Yeah. Yeah, you mean like Kneidlach with Schug.
Yeah. Or Zata.
Exactly.
And then we've also got Salwa Awadala. She's a mother of four and a grandmother of 14. That's incredible. She lives in the village of Ain Nakuba, so your neighbors basically. Okay. And she's surrounded by her family. And also joining us is Tammy Raisklish. And Tammy is married and the mother of two boys. She lives on Kibbutz Nachshon, a small community of around 100 families. So welcome, ladies. Welcome to all of you. Can we address the first question to Dr. Naomi Shmariahu Tor? Why are you all in South Africa? And welcome, firstly. Have you enjoyed your time here?
Thank you. We are enjoying very much every day. We arrived on Monday this week, and we are guests of several organizations, the Partnership Together of South Africa. And then we are guests of the Israel Center and South African Zionist Federation. We came here because we 3 years ago we were here, several volunteers. We met the volunteers from Partnership Together here in South Africa, and we raised the idea to promote the project in Israel between Jewish women and Jewish and Arab women where we live. So you see, all of us are, we live in different places, in kibbutzim, moshavim, in Arabic village, and we are actually a Jewish and Arab woman from Matei Yehuda, a regional council located between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. We decided that we have to do something in order to know each other, because if we depend on a regular life, it won't happen.
You see, Simon, you see, do you know how often I say it's very easy to hate what you don't know? It's easy to hate what you don't know, because then it becomes the other. When you form friendships, it can work.
Absolutely, absolutely. What also strikes me is somebody once said, the men have proven that they can't make peace. Maybe it's up to the women. And it is interesting to me that we just have women. I mean, I'm the only guy in this entire studio today. That says something, doesn't it? The fact that women have got this initiative off the ground, and it's women who are choosing to talk to each other and make bridges rather than enmity.
Okay, so it's something that we were discussing, is that we want to talk to Asmat and to Salwa. Welcome to both of you. Salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And, I wanted to find out, as an Arab Israeli, how do you define yourself? Are you an Israeli Arab? Are you an Arab Israeli? And where does religion and spirituality come into that?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahnu Arabi Israel, mishnat 48. Naladnu bi Israel, ve yesh lanu ezrahut, ve nahnu chayim bidikyum, ve ein lanu kilu shum ba'ya. Nahnu mistadrim bikol ma sheyesh. גם פעילים אחד עם השני, וממש זה מקדם את כל אישה, ונכנסנו לקורס דיקיום, כי זה נתן לנו להיות בשילוב אחד עם השנייה, לא להיות גת בין אחד לשני, אלא להסתדר בחיים, והכל טוב ויפה, ונהנים מהחיים.
Yeah. Are you going to do the translation? I'm lucky. I get to understand what you say. I'm lucky, but maybe No, well, I didn't make notes, but ultimately what you were saying was you were born in Israel after 1948. Mm-hmm. You have Israeli citizenship. There are no problems. You don't experience any problems living as an Arab woman in Israel. And I wanted to challenge you on that, and I wanted to ask you, ואני אתרגם את זה לעברית, I will translate it in Hebrew, את לא מרגישה אפליה או גזענות, you don't experience discrimination or
גזענות לא בכל מקום, יש אנשים שיש להם את את הדבר הזה, ויש אנשים שלהפך הם מסתדרים, זה תלוי בין הימנים והשמאלנים.
Okay, so basically the answer was it really depends, not so much, it depends on the circumstances where one is.
ברוך השם, באמת יהודה אין לנו את זה, אנחנו לא מרגישים את זה.
So that is very interesting.
כי אנחנו חיים יחד.
Saying that where she lives in Mate Yehuda, there is none of this. For whatever reason, it does not exist. איך את מסבירה את זה? How do you explain that?
אנחנו שייכים למטה יהודה, לכן אין גזענות.
מה קורה?
לא, אין לנו את הדבר הזה ולא מרגישים אותו. ברוך השם, אנחנו מסתדרים עם כל מה שיש שנינו ביחד. אנחנו חיים כאילו מהטעם של מטה יהודה, אישי מפספסת, אישי מספסבת, מספסבת.
מסבסדת.
כן.
Subsidizes.
כן. והיא, ואנחנו כאילו משהו חסר לנו, היא משלימה לנו. וככה חיים כל החיים שלנו. אבל אם אנחנו נלך למקומות אחרות, אנחנו מרגישים שיש גזענות.
And perhaps I'm concentrating on the negative, and I don't intend to,
no,
but,
but
during times of pressure, during the Gaza war, during pressurized times, does it make it more difficult? זה מקשה עלייך?
האמת היא שאנחנו נכנסנו לקורס הזה כי מספיק לנו לראות דמים, מספיק לנו לסבול.
So we started this course because it was enough. It was enough of the shedding of blood. It was enough of the suffering.
Yes.
אני מאוד נכנסתי לקורס הזה כדי להפסיק. כמה שיכולים לגבש אנשים, אנחנו לא רוצים לסבול, אנחנו לא רוצים משפחת דמים, אנחנו רוצים לחיות בשקט ובהנאה. כי משהו מעניין אותנו, שאנחנו בסך הכל נשים, אמא שיולדת, אמא שמביאה ילדים, אמא שסובלת, אמא שעושה, אמא שכל החיים. אז לסבול מהחס וחלילה שמישהי מת לילד, משני צדדים, זה כואב. לא יכולים לסבול את זה. אנחנו באמת רוצים לעצור את זה ולחיות בשקט ובשלווה.
So really that was an appeal to live in peace and harmony and saying it's enough. The mothers on both sides have gone through enough trauma and lost enough children and there's no reason for the suffering from either one.
Very nice translating there, Simon.
Yeah, really.
What? you're doing well. Alright, so Simon was just speaking to Salwa Awadala. She's a mother of four and a grandmother of 14. She lives in the village of El Nakuba, surrounded by her family. She's here as part of, part of a program, of the partnership together.
Yeah.
They're here, they're on a speaking tour throughout South Africa. Asmat, I want to ask you a question. And, Asmat, you've got a 16-year-old. Now we know that 16-year-old kids, well, at the age of 15, they go a little bit crazy, right? They can be very fired up. Okay, do you want to translate? Okay, so my question is, you know, by definition, young people, and especially teenagers, they are in a time of their life where they're also trying to define themselves. How do all of us teach our children about identity and tolerance? Okay, so now we've got the translation happening. Don't you feel blessed, sir?
Me, that I can speak. I do. I think to speak another language is just the best gift in the entire world. Couldn't put a price on it.
הילדים שלנו התחנכו כמו ההורים שלהם התחנכו. איך כל בן אדם אוהב את הבן אדם שממולו. אז אנחנו חיים
בבית ספר גם שהיא משלבת את הילדים בפרויקט דוקיום עם החברים שלהם בבית ספר של יהודים. וגם הילדים שלי הקטנים הם לומדים בבית ספר יהודי. אז הם יודעים איך הם לחבר איתם, איך הם להיות איתם חברים, להתקשר איתם כל הזמן. אז הם יודעים שאנחנו ויהודים חברים. הם רוצים ללכת לרופא, רוצים ללכת לקניות, רוצים ללכת לכל מקום, אז אנחנו הולכים לרופאים, ליהודים. אז זה ככה אנחנו חיים.
She's painting a very beautiful picture of... Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But in...
okay, so
you translate. No, no, no. Just in short, what she's saying is that she brings her children up in the same way as her parents brought her up, to accept the other as an individual, as a person. And exactly, to see the humanity in each other. And what she also said, and I found this really very interesting, is that her children actually, or one in particular, goes to a Jewish school. So she's presenting a face of Israel that I think a whole lot of people are very unaware of, the fact that there is way more coexistence than maybe the media would want us to believe.
Yeah. I want to add that we made the first stage of this project, the dialogue between women, Jews and Arab, to meet the women first. And then next month, in the high holidays of the Jewish high holidays, in our sukkah, we will invite the husbands. And then a month later, we'll go to the kibbutz of Tami, where she lives, and we'll gather all our 100 children, Jews and Arab, in the kibbutz.
Wow, it's,
we want to widen it.
To the breed, Dugri iti. Yesh lach hitnagdut ma keila shelach?
No.
So I asked if they experienced any resistance from their own communities for being involved in these sorts of activities. And she just very plainly said no.
You know why, Sam? Because when you've lived with this, if you've lived in a war situation, and we see it all the time, right? People sitting in their offices and shouting, carpet bomb Gaza and whatever, right? It's easy for them to say they've got no skin in the game.
Sure.
They're sitting in an office in Sandton. Who's warmongering? People who have never been through a war.
Okay.
And those are the people who will fight for peace because they know the value of peace. So I think we need to back off and let Israelis do what Israelis are going to do. I just want to say thank you all very, very much for sharing this time with us. Welcome to South Africa. It is a huge privilege to speak to you. And just keep on doing what you're doing. I think it's absolutely marvelous.
And I just want to say, תודה שבאתם, העבודה שאתם עושות כל כך חשוב לכולנו, אז תודה.
כולנו צריכים לחיות בהנאה ולהמשיך עם החיים הטובים.
Yeah.
Shukran. Shukran. Thank you very, very much. Do you know who we are really, really late with?
Rolene is going to kill you.
She's going to kill you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. That's... Oh.